Good morning. We are continuing with the halachas and the minhagim of the tkiya shofar. And yesterday we covered some of the halachas as it relates to the baal tokea, that's the person who is blowing the shofar, and also the shomim, those who are being yotze, who are hearing the kiyas. And today we're going to talk about some of the halachas and minhagim as it relates to the makri, which is the individual that calls in front of the baal tokea. He informs the baal tokea which are the kolos that he should be blowing. So that's the person who will say tekiya, and then the baal tokea will blow a tekiya, and then the baal makri will say shvarim trua, and then the person who's blowing the shofar, the baal tokea, will blow a shvarim trua. So the Rama says as follows: Nohagim lahakros. This is the minag lahakros lifnei atokea. Seder hatkilas mila b'mila. The minag is to have a baal makri who will read, who will inform the baal tokea what he has to blow, and he does it mila b'mila. You do it kol by kol. So you don't say, give me a whole set of tashrat, give me a whole set of tkiya, shvarim trua, tkiya, but rather tkiya. Now give me a shvarim trua, and now give me a tkiya. Now al pi kabbalah, this is an inyan gadol. It's really significant who you choose as the baal makri, and it's a very significant thing. The Chachma Shlomo actually brings a nice remez to having a baal makri from the pasuk in Parshas Yisro, where it says that Matan Torah v'haikol hashofar holech v'chazek meod. Moshe yedaber, that Moshe would speak, v'alokim yanenu b'kol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would respond with a kol. And that's the remez. Now we also have somebody who speaks first, and then the baal tokea will respond with the kol of the shofar. So the requirements for somebody who is going to be a baal makri, we have to look for someone who is appropriate, who is a ben Torah, who is a baal Torah, who has good maisim tovim, the requirements that are spelled out for a shaliach tzibur, the chazen, and also the baal tokea in Shulchan Aruch Tavkuv Pei Aleph. Also apply to the makri. So those are that's category number one of requirements. The Piskei Tshuvas brings as well that the baal makri should be involved in tahara 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, preparing himself, separating himself somewhat. So that is also a wise thing to do for the baal makri. And also what he has to do, this would be category number three of preparations, is he should learn the halachas of the tkiyas and the proper kavanas of the tkiyas. He is the person who is going to have to tell the baal tokeh if he made a mistake, if something wasn't acceptable, when to go back, when not to go back, when to simply repeat the last call, and when to go back to the beginning of the set. So that is the baal makri who has to make those decisions. In addition to those requirements, what's the job requirement? So the job requirement is that when you have a tekiya, the makri should inform the baal tokea as to the kiya that's coming up. And not only that, he should say to him in a certain way, in a different nigan, this is a first kiya of the set, so tkiya, that's at the beginning of the set, and a different nigan at the end of the set. So this for the tkiya at the end of the set should be in a different nigan. And even more significant than that, There are different minhagim when it comes to shvarim trua if you breathe in between the shvarim trua. So when you have a set of tashrat, you have tekiya, shvarim trua, and tekiya, do you breathe before the shvarim trua and not breathe in between them and only afterward? And that's called nishima achatz, that the shvarim trua is done in one breath. There's no breathing, there's no break between them. Or do you blow the shvarim trua with two breaths? In other words, you take a breath before the shvarim, and then you take a breath before the trua. So the makri should inform the baal tokea, is this going to be a set that you do shvarim trua straight, b'nishima achad, with one breath, or shvarim trua with two breaths? And that's how he should say it. If it's with one breath, say it quickly, shvarim trua. And if it's going to be with two breaths, a breath in between the shvarim and trua, say shvarim trua. And there are different minhagim, different shuls will do different of the kolos in different ways. So just for example, back in Los Angeles, the shul that I used to daven in, Rav Gershon Bess, their minhag is the first 30 kolos would be done with one neshima, and the second 30 kolos would be done with two neshimas. Those are the ones during the repetition of the Musaf Shemona Esrei. And the next 30 kolos after, towards the end of davening, would be back to one neshima. And then the final 10 would be two neshima. So different kehilas are going to have their different minhagim, it's for the Baal Makri to inform the Baal Tokeah as to what they're up to. Should the Shvarim Shua be in two, with two neshimas, or one neshima? Just another important point, what should be done is that the Tokeah, the person who's blowing the shofar, should be careful to not start blowing until the Makri has finished telling him that it's a trua. So if he's saying trua, don't start blowing the shofar until the Baal Makri is finished saying trua, or shvarim trua, or whichever it is. And on the end of it, and conversely, the Baal Makri should not start saying what the next kol is until the Baal Tokeah has completed the kol that he's blowing right now. So make sure that there's no tkiya shofar and speaking of the Baal Makri at the same time. Each should wait for the other one to finish. Just one last interesting point. Can the chazan be the Baal Makri as well? The chazan for Musaf, can he be the person who's saying trua, tkiya, etc., etc.? So for purposes of the tkiyas before the Shmon Esrei, that wouldn't be a problem. But what do you do if you are blowing during, for example, the Chazarat HaShas, the repetition of the Shmona Esrei, and the Chazan has to be quiet. The Chazan can't be saying, blow a Kia, blow a Shrua, right now he's the Chazan. So the Shari Tshuva brings in the name of the Prima Gadin, that the Shas, the Sheikh Tzibor, who is also the Baal Makri, he cannot be Mafsik, he cannot stop in his Shmona Esrei when he's having the repetition of the Shmona Esrei in order for him to inform the Baal Tokeah, which call? That's a hefsek. That's an interruption in his repetition of the Shmona Esrei. Nonetheless, very fascinating. There are achronim who disagree, and they say that that is not considered a hefsek. That is part of the davening. If the choice is made that the chazan is the most appropriate, applicable person who fits the job criteria that we mentioned, that he should not only be the chazan, because those are the requirements for the chazan, also the Baal Makri, if he's the Baal Makri. Indeed, according to some achronim, he would be permitted to even call out which kolos it should be, even when he's the chazan and he's in the middle of the chazrat hashatz. He stops for, obviously, he stops for when the tkiya shofar. There's no tkiya shofar until he stops. He stops at the proper point, and then he would say tkiya, and then the Baal Tokeah would blow tkiya. So there are of the view that that's not considered a hefsek, and they rival a proof to that, that indeed there are places that instead of blowing for the malchuyos and zichronos and shofros during the repetition of Shemona Esrei, they actually blow during the silent Shemona Esrei, and even in those certain circumstances, in certain kihilas, there will be someone, even though he's in his silent Shemona Esrei, he's the Makri, he will still say tkiya, shvarim trua, for the Baal Tokeah during his private Shemona Esrei. So if that's the case, then the chazan as well, if he's the Baal Makri, should be able, when they get to the places to blow the shofar, he should as well be able to be the Makri and call out the necessary kolos to inform the Baal Tokeah. So that's a machlokas. If the Baal Tfila, the Shaleach Tzibur, can be the Baal Makri, if he's allowed to call out during the repetition of the Shmona Esrei or not. Ideally, we would find somebody else that fit the requirement and not use the chazan to be the Makri. I think that would be the right direction to go in. Have a wonderful day.